It's Sunday, August 31st, 2025, and this is not a slow news day. Strap yourselves in for the next 4 hours.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through false space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Live Sunday transmission, August 31st, 2025. And despite Michael Bloomberg, the Democratic Party's law firms, the Paul Weiss law firm, all of them, we're still on air. And we're now in day 223 of the return of the American Republic. Well, Trump is extremely active against the globalists, victory after victory after victory. What we'll be getting into is Kennedy making good on his promise. They have ended the COVID shot vaccine illegal mandate, effectively outlawing the criminal activity and opening up all these big companies and groups that tried to force it to massive liability. Here's a clip.
The thing we did is remove the emergency use authorization for COVID vaccines, which will eliminate the possibility of doing mandates in young, healthy subjects. Mandates are no longer legally possible. But anyone who wants to get a vaccine can get a vaccine. Remember, 20% of medications in the United States are given off-label. The vaccines will still be available.
Oh, they'll still be available. But they got a big report coming out later in the month on just how deadly all the so-called shots are. They banned mercury in the shots a month ago. Kennedy's doing exactly what he said he would do. This is really great. One of the other big things we'll be covering is the corporate media ran a hoax the last 3 days that President Trump was dead with absolutely no evidence. Then he showed up Saturday and today playing golf, multiple rounds with professional golfers, and then surveyed construction on the White House. Now, when I've come out and said that Trump's working too hard at 79 and has showed some signs like a swollen ankles, that doesn't mean he's about to die. It just means he's got developing health issues and needs to take it easy. And I'm told that's already been relayed and he knows that. And that's good because he's a workaholic. But no, I did not say Trump's going to die. I said there's a crisis in him working 20 hours a day, according to those that I know that are around him a lot, that they've been telling him, sir, you need to sleep more than 2 or 3 hours a day. You shouldn't do 10 functions a day. A 30-year-old man couldn't do this mentally, much less physically. So I did that from a loving place. We are certainly not part of the giant hoax that he is dead. Also coming up, in Australia, in Japan, in Germany, in France, in Scotland, in Ireland, in England, massive protest against the open borders, against the illegal alien invasions that are taking place. This is footage out of Germany. If you go to my X account at Real Alex Jones, you can see where they put a composite video together that shows at least 8 countries that it's happening in all the boxes. We're going to show you that coming up. I will guarantee you. Tommy Robinson has been inviting me for months to go to the UK for the big event in London on the 13th. But we are just pinned down here with the globalists. But I tell you, I'm tempted just to fly over there for 2 days and do it because it's going to be historic. Now they've got UK courts just ruling that illegal aliens are above the law and that it's a thought crime to fly the original English flag. Huge broadcast tonight. Whatever you do, share the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X and InfoWars.com/show right now.
Well, I'm a tinfoil hat wearing and meat eating son of a gun, loving son, loving hot blooded Texans who step in outlaw free when looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
France and Poland and Britain and Australia and Spain and Austria and, again, many other places like Japan, of all places, people are marching in mass against the UN globalist replacement migration invasions. And this is footage in Japan that now in some areas looks like Islamabad. And I've got the statistics here out of Europe, Japan, you name it. Over 80% of the Islamic invaders never get a job and are on welfare forever. That's how it's set up. Previous waves of Muslim people coming to the West got jobs, ran businesses. This is leftist NGO set up to put them in these no-go zone ghettos and create the balkanization that the globalists have been looking for. But this is just amazing when you see the footage out of Australia, particularly, to see the huge crowds of people that have had enough, hundreds of thousands marching in major cities in Scotland, Ireland, England, Germany, France, Sweden. I mean, I was trying to get a list today, and it looks like over 15 countries, including Spain. Again, more dramatic footage out of Australia. And, of course, they're being called racist terrorists by the corporate media. The vast majority of violent crime and rape is being committed by the invaders, whether they be from Africa, whether they be from the Middle East. It is a fact. And that's because, again, over 80% of those coming are military-age men that the UN sets up at refugee camps and ships in to the country. This is so damning. And we're going to get clip 38 ready. This is extremely powerful information. And I'm going to play some videos that we're going to have some graphic warning on what you're going to be hearing. But you have to understand that whether you're in Germany, Sweden, whether you're in France, whether you are in the UK particularly, where it's the worst, that they have what they call Asian grooming gangs. It's not Asian. It's Muslim, particularly Pakistani. And per even little town, thousands of girls as young as 7 are grabbed, drugged, kept in sex slavery. And they control a lot of the police departments and the councils, the city councils. And they're allowed to do it. And that's where Tommy Robinson came from 15 years ago in his little town when they were going after his family members and trying to bring them into the slavery. So Keir Starmer was the head of the Health and Human Services, Family Services, for 15 years before he became prime minister. And he famously protected all of it and didn't prosecute one person. And so that's why you're seeing people get more and more angry in England. That's the epicenter, but it's the exact same policies in Ireland and in Scotland. It is just outrageous. And the people of Europe and the UK have been cowed so far because they were conditioned and trained to be like that. But now it's like trying to hold a beach ball under the water at 3 or 4 feet. When you finally release it, it comes exploding out of the water. So they arrested the Scottish schoolgirls, her little sister. They were reportedly trying to recruit her and grab her and drag her away. And this is a standard deal. And so she came out to save her little sister with a hatchet and a butcher knife, becoming an iconic image worldwide. And now, of course, they've both been arrested because the ultimate crime is defending yourself from the replacement migration population. Here is clip 38 out of the UK.
You have a 12-year-old girl feeling like she has to carry around a knife, and there's a grown man going up to her, videoing her, and her sister is shouting, "Don't touch my little sister, she's 12. This is Europe. This is happening in Europe. A snippet from a video on X. I can't show it on Instagram or it'll be taken down. But that little girl has gone viral. And I'm sure there's people wondering why she felt that way. I want to show you a video now where a woman describes one case. This is one case out of thousands that happened in the UK to little white girls, children. It's pretty graphic, so if you don't have the stomach for it, you can turn it off. But I think it's important people know what's happening.
Finally, I would like to read to the House one particular ordeal, just one example of what these children have suffered. I must warn colleagues, and especially those in the gallery, that this is extremely graphic, but we must not look away or sanitise this evil. Sentencing Mohammed Karar of Oxford to life in prison, Judge Peter Rook said, "You prepared your victim, a 13-year-old girl, for gang anal rape by using a pump to expand her anal passage. You subjected her to gang rape by 5 or 6 men. At one point, she had 4 men inside her. A Red Bull was placed in her mouth to keep her quiet. When she was 12, after raping her, she threatened you with your lock knife. Your reaction was to pick up a baseball bat with a silver metal handle, strike her on the head with it, and then insert it inside her vagina. This is not about me. It is not about the minister or the Home Secretary or any of us in this chamber. It is about them. Little girls up and down our country whose brutal and repeated rapes were permitted and hidden by those in the British state whose job was to protect them. They deserve justice. In 5 towns, these children and their families may get partial answers. But I have mentioned 5 towns in the last few minutes alone, and there are at least 45 more. In those places, they will get no answers at all. What does the minister have to say to them? The British people deserve to know the truth. What darker truths does the suffering of these girls reveal about this country? And why won't the government find out?
Now, that's just one case. I mean, there's literally thousands of cases, some cases thousands of girls per town. This is the, quote, Asian grooming gangs that aren't Asian, per se. You could, I guess, say Pakistanis, you could say, are Central Asian, but it's Islamic. And it's not all Islamic countries do this. It's mainly Pakistan. In fact, they execute you for stuff like this in Saudi Arabia. I don't even know what to say anymore, Elon Musk said. Pakistani brothers raped 2 7-year-old boys in a mosque. They drugged and prostituted 30 underage schoolgirls. Just open that X account up for me. I thought I'd send it to print it, but it's okay. Just open that little thank you. Pakistani brothers raped 2 7-year-old boys in a mosque. They drugged and prostituted 30 underage schoolgirls. They cut off the toes of 2 girls who tried to escape. That's what the royals in England used to do. I'll tell you in a minute. The court found a total of 62 crimes. This happened in Leeds, UK. Illegal immigration continues to destroy the UK. And it just goes on and on. This is just recent stuff. Then you've got the British so-called elites that are just massively pedophilic, getting slapped on the wrist for things they get caught doing, including the cover-up of murder of children in satanic rituals by people like Jimmy Savile. So it's not just the Pakistanis that have this proclivity, and I'm not saying they all do it, but it's something like 80% of the rape in the UK is from Pakistanis. Something like half the birth defects in the UK are Pakistanis. The whole population, though, just a few percent because of the inbreeding. It is bad. And, I mean, I'm sorry. You import people right off the streets of Pakistan, places where this is completely par for the course. You import hell world, you get hell world. And the big takeaway is that the attempts to intimidate everybody into not talking about this all over, well, the Western world are over. The backlash is here, and it is just beginning, ladies and gentlemen, and it is going to get steadily more intense. And the globalists and the replacement migration leftists, they believe they're going to be able to intimidate and control and dominate everyone, and that they'll then be able to use the division in society, the balkanization, the divide and conquer for control. But they've way overdone it, and it's going to fail. It is failing, and it's going to go the way of the Netherlands and other countries where they are electing hardcore patriot conservatives that are cracking down and deporting these people. The problem is that the countries they came from are trying to not take them back. And here in the United States, Trump is following the Constitution, deporting illegals, particularly the violent ones, and judges keep figuring out new ways to block it. It gets overridden by higher courts later, but then they just override that by filing something new, and then that gets overridden. So it's all about sabotage. So you've got the UK thought police out in mass, pepper spraying, attacking, beating people, same thing in Germany, who simply try to finally stand up for themselves. Because on average, people in the UK, been a pretty low crime rate, pretty docile on average, not a lot of fighting, not a lot of issues, unless people go to soccer games and beat each other up. That's a subset. But now the sleeping giant is awakening. And the NGOs and the Soros groups and the UN aren't letting up, though. They're just flooding more people in, more flotillas of boats coming in every day to the UK. And, of course, this is all coming to a head because a UK court ruled, we don't care about all these 4-star hotels where they get 3 buffet meals a day. We showed the footage last week. The food looks damn good. I mean, it's nice hotels. And they're just there for years in the town. They just wander out and rape kids and attack people and stab people. And I mean, I can just show you hours of these people stabbing folks. It's not just the Muslims. It's people out of North Africa, Central Africa, West Africa, East Africa. And these are street kids from the poorest places in the Middle East, in Africa, that make it to the UN refugee centers on the coast, and then they get brought in. So they are the most desperate, the youngest, the toughest, who are a scourge in their countries, many of them. And so I've seen Saudi Arabian, and I'm not just praising Saudi Arabians, they just have been saying this for years, I've played the clips many times, Saudi Arabian ministers on French TV, UK TV, saying, listen, we don't let these people in out of these very dangerous Islamic countries to our countries. And when you're letting these people in, it is going to cause a massive crisis and breakdown in your society. And you need to send them back where they came from, including the Babylonians from Saudi Arabia. And the reason he was mentioned, that is Germany and France and others have these laws where they cannot deport them back to those countries because most of them are fleeing their laws, and so they see the laws of those countries as tyrannical. Well, it's their country. And so they're like, oh, they've got political asylum. So even Saudi Arabia, I mean, for at least 10 years, I've seen many of their ministers talk about this and said, listen, you need to really not do this. So they take, I mean, you can see the boats coming in, the big boats, the Zodiac boats, the UN aircraft, the chartered flights. And I mean, you've seen the footage in Spain and all over England, when the boats run up on the shore and 50 to 100 guys pile off, they go, and just start running through the town like it's Road Warrior or something. I mean, this is dramatic. Yeah. I mean, we got so many videos of this is coming. Literally, it's like our soldiers weren't battle crying that hardcore when they hit the beaches of Normandy in World War II. I mean, these videos, you've seen them. We can play some now. And they run up and go, we're going to slit your throat. You translate, they're like, kill you. And then they just start burning and killing and attacking. And in Ireland, they're just pumping them in now. And they're raping and killing and attacking. I mean, you know, the some of the Muslims they bring in that are criminals at least organize, you know, the slave dens and how to drug the kids and how to pay out the police. It's more organized. But the African youth, 16 up to 25 is the average age. I mean, it is like World War Z. If you're a radio listener, you're not seeing this. I could just play you hours of this. There's new ones this week. Beautiful White Cliffs of Dover. Even when Nigel Farage has been out there recently, and here come three boats with 50 men on each. And they just hit the ground and go, rah! And then they're in the town. And they get to the NGO and they say, you got sanctuary. Come on in. Everything is yours. Three hots in a cot. And you can, this is just beyond insane. Oh, yeah. And they're like pirates, too. They'll just pull up at your town and start grabbing everything. I mean, I guess the Vikings did that, too. I mean, this is the equivalent of the modern Spain and the UK literally saying, we want Vikings to raid us and loot us. And the only difference is they're not wearing armor and they're not white. But, and of course with the Muslims, they were famous with the Moors going into Spain and conquering most of it, had to be reconquered or reconquisted. They have slavery as legal. And most of the Viking cultures, they'd execute you for that. But they would just kill you. So, yep, and you've got all the government officials there helping. And they'll also just, you know, carjack or truck jack things. It's the same thing in Italy and everywhere else. France. And then we've got numbers like this. Muhammad becomes the most common name among welfare beneficiaries in Germany. And you can guess a whole bunch of the other top names under it are Ahmed and things like that. So I'm going to explain this real simply. The Muslim countries will not take people from the countries these are coming from. None of the Muslim countries will take the Palestinians, who I don't want being genocided. I don't support what Netanyahu is doing. See, I could be against what Netanyahu is doing. And also, you know, his plan came out last year to ship them to Europe and here. No. If they're so wonderful, how about Jordan take them? How about Iraq take them? How about Saudi Arabia? No, they're like, no way. On average, you could not import somebody more dangerous than a Palestinian. I mean, you can look it up. I mean, you want trouble, you want problems, you want some serious stuff, You want constant uprisings, constantly stirring up trouble? Bring them in. But hey, I say Netanyahu can keep them. And again, I think it's wrong that Netanyahu and the Israelis before him created Hamas and funded them publicly, and because they would destabilize the area and so they could have an excuse to blow up all those other innocent people. That's fact. For the average Christian Zionist, what do you mean Netanyahu funds Hamas? Up until 3 years ago, he was giving them $4 billion a year and had other countries giving them money. Israel created Hamas. I can play you Knesset videos where they admit, oh, we created it because they're out of control and we didn't want to have a legitimate government to deal with. We wanted to be able to, you know, have an enemy. And then the leaders of Hamas live in other countries and basically work for Israel. Let me explain it to you from a science fiction perspective. You've seen episode 3 of Star Wars, most of you, right? Emperor Palpatine isn't emperor yet. He's the leader of the Senate. He became the leader by staging attacks on his own planet and being the savior. He hires people from basically Muslims from they even talk with Muslim accents, but they're aliens from another planet to attack his planet, Naboo. That's in episode 1. And then he gets more and more power by episode 2. Then he attacks his own planet with a larger federation and group and Count Grievous or whatever his name is. No, it's Count Dooku and the General Grievous. And then he gets to declare himself dictator because of the attack. So you need to understand that obviously most of the people in that fictional George Lucas film, you know, if they were real, didn't know when they were attacking the Imperial planet that the guy on the ground they were attacking had it all set up and was getting ready to set them up. But it's just like Israel putting in with Turkey and NATO, Al-Qaeda, 8 months ago, in charge of Syria. And now they got to go invade again and take them out. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And then we got to go fight the Muslims over there to keep them from coming here, we're told, for the last 25 years. And now we have record numbers of them brought into the U.S. and Europe by, oh, the UN and the left and George Soros and the State Department. It's all part of a larger plan. We got to go fight them over there so they don't come here. And then we go and blow them up, destabilize them, put even more radical Islamists in, take out the CIA asset that they set up, Saddam Hussein, that's all on record, take out Gaddafi, who's been working with them for years and stopped doing what he was doing. And so people see that, like Iran sees other countries that roll over and work with the West get set up. So it's a real problem. All right. I mean, there's more on this. Trump admin prepares crackdown on illegals during executive order that's going to ban federal funds paying for illegal aliens' houses. Oh, you didn't know that? There's so much more coming up today. But I think we did a pretty good job covering the Great Awakening happening all across the Western world. And so everybody should be more positive. Trump's not perfect. He can't get it all done. Well, that's okay. We're going to get it all done. And we're seeing more ground taken against the globalists in just a year than we should see in 10 years. We're winning. We've turned the tide. We haven't won the war, but we're going to win. You are the Paul Revere's. Now share the live feed from Real Hog Shows on X. Tell folks about the local radio station you're listening to and share the feed from Infowars.com/show. You are the Paul Revere's. Take action now. Share the feed now, 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 now. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine, it's also abundantly bioavailable. Now if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all of the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Rising from the ashes of censorship, it's Alex Jones.
All of us together are going to lift the curse off of this country, and we're going to send the globalists to prison.
The government fears Alex Jones.
First they come for Alex Jones, and then they're going to come for us.
And they try to bankrupt Alex Jones. They try to put Alex Jones in prison.
The demonization of Alex Jones should be of profound interest to everybody all across the board, even progressives.
Alex Jones was right.
Alex Jones taught me about this shit 20 years ago. Listen.
I don't know how long this is going to end, but if they want to fight, they better believe they've got one.
The Alex Jones Network is tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, there's more that I want to finish up on the Great Awakening to the UN replacement migration assault on the West. And then I want to get into just dozens of other really good things the Trump administration is doing. A few bad things, but what's good is every time we spotlight it, in almost every case, Trump course corrects. I'm also going to address the corporate media lies that Trump was dead the last 3 days, even though he's out playing golf and out surveying construction at the White House, when he's not doing these, you know, more work than Biden did in a year, like he normally does every week, when he's only doing 5 meetings a day, he's dead. No, Trump's 79. He's got some health issues. He's overall better shape than most Americans that are 55. I've said he's going too hard. The media spun that and said, oh, Jones says it's over for Trump. Never said any such thing. So that's how they spin things. That's how they deceive. And then I'm going to talk about this. Let me put the digital version up people so they can actually see it. And I started getting this sent to me this morning over and over and over and over again. And for radio listeners, it's Trump in his classic navy blue suit with the white shirt and red tie, standing in front of a world. And you can see it was fan-made. That's what he posts a lot of on his Truth Social account. And in his left hand is Q+. Now, Q+ has been reported since they created the Q thing in 2017 as the leader of Q, the Q God, reported to be Trump himself. Now, again, a fan made the spiritual street fighter. Trump did not make this. I can tell you what the Q thing is. I've told you what it is. And there was a big debate on whether it was going to be successful or not. The decision was made that it was not successful about a year in. And that's because it's too easy for other people to then misrepresent what Q was when the White House, some people in the White House had the idea for it. And they tried to recruit me into it, and I made the obvious point at my house meeting with them in 2017 that it's like Anonymous. When you just have somebody wearing a Guy Fawkes mask and a black hood, and then they go, oh, this represents Anonymous, like it's this magic army, and then it could be anybody. Some of the messages are good groups, some of the messages are bad groups. And that was my issue with it, and why I said, I don't think this is a good idea. Now, from what I was told, and I've never even asked Trump about this, I'll ask him sometime, he didn't know about it. But it was some senior people, and I know because they told me about it. And then it created this whole other cottage industry of delusion and really fake news. Like I saw one of the big Q accounts today saying Netanyahu said Iran will hit 17 cities with nukes. Went and looked it up. Netanyahu didn't say that. So it's people attached to it constantly putting out this info. And I always say I'm going to tell you, and then I get to it right away. But next hour, I'll spend 15 minutes on it. And again, it's very frustrating to know the facts, predict what was going to happen, and then have so many people sit there and say, no, you're just not in the chosen circle of the Q power and all this crap. Absolutely ridiculous. So you can put the stuff we say in the bank, like this. Trump is not going to run for president in 2028. Absolutely is not going to do it. That is directly from the president. He trolls the media, but he has told his confidants, multiple ones, like Roger Stone, who said this last week on the show, that it's not happening. Roger Stone's known Trump 50 years. He was his wingman when he was in between wives, they double date. Roger Stone, was big buddies with him and Roy Cohn. He goes back that far. That was McCarthy's head lawyer. So that's a real person. That's Roger Stone. So just on subjects like that. But I'll explain how this esoteric stuff works and why they decided to try this. And I've been proven right that it's been extremely destructive. Because the Q people can always say when something ridiculous is done by them, oh, well, the Q drop on the 8chan didn't say that. Okay, well, then why did thousands of you show up in Dealey Plaza thinking JFK Jr. was going to be there? Why do you go to Las Vegas hotels and some man that doesn't even look like him, you bow down and it's JFK Jr.? Why did you say that Hillary was executed at Gitmo 5 years, 6 years ago? Why did you say that Biden was going to be executed on January 21st, 2021 at the inauguration? Didn't happen. And you had people thinking they're working for the president under Q, attacking the Hoover Dam and driving trains off bridges, and it's a perfect cutout to manipulate people into false flags. So then you ask, well, then why did they post this? Well, I'll tell you why coming up. I gave you some of the backstory there. I'll tell you what's currently going on coming up. And listen, other people say, well, you're just in competition because of the insane intel Q gets. If it was real and good, I'll push it and promote it. I'm a team player, folks. I don't territorialize information or intel. But, I mean, if I want to go to the White House and have dinner with the president, I've been invited. If I want to go to Mar-a-Lago, I got invited with Flynn to be recognized. Months ago, I just said, yeah, I appreciate it, but I'm not going. That's just not my ball of wax. And I'm about policy. I'm about information. And I am the guy that stays as far away from D.C. as I can, though I'll go up there some, and going up there probably next week. I'm being summoned. I have summoned you here for a purpose.
Nobody summons Megatron.
Then it pleases me to be the first. These are my commands. So, that's the real world, ladies and gentlemen. So I'll get more into that coming up. But first, ladies and gentlemen, every guest we've had in studio that we've given ultramethylene blue or super medical grade to, within 30 minutes has felt enlightenment, energy, clarity, like a fog lifts. Their stamina, their libido, their workouts are better. Long term, it just gets better and better. Stuart Rhodes. I mean, the list just, Roseanne Barr. Patrick Byrne, the editor of the New American Magazine, who's a big health guy, William F. Jasper. We have the best in capsules and liquid at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you will just research, look up methylene blue and eyesight, methylene blue and Alzheimer's, methylene blue and cardiovascular health, methylene blue and energy, methylene blue and memory. Not even looking today, I ran into this. Is methylene blue the secret weapon for fighting Alzheimer's and keeping your brain young? And they got Dr. Peter McCullough, very respected, with all these other scientists saying, oh, yes, it's incredible. Yeah, it is. So we have Labor Day weekend sale, continues through tomorrow. So let's listen, 48 hours. All the customers get an additional, there's already discounts, 25% off on all supplements on the site. You only have tomorrow night at midnight central. Yesterday's top five sellers, methylene blue caps, Life Force, the spike protein cardiovascular detox, colostrum. We have the very best concentrated bovine colostrum. Well, it'll take an hour to tell you what that does. Most of you already know. Well, this is the best, 2,000 milligram per serving. Ultramethylene blue, Shilajit caps, Life Force, CMOS caps, all sorts of great deals, and the widest selection of Patriot apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And I don't own that. InfoWars doesn't own that. So the Democrats and the Paul Weiss law firms and Michael Bloomberg and the Onion's back in the news, still trying to take us over at state court. We're battling them and winning, and it takes money to do that. Even if they shut this place down, they don't get the AlexJonesStore.com. They don't get the Alex Jones Network. I don't own it. I don't own the equipment. I don't own the shopping cart. This is what this company does, is for many years is back other talk shows and build them carts and sites and systems. And so they can piss up a rope. They can harass me all day and appoint state receivers to come get money I don't have. I don't care. Because I have a great family and great crew and great audience of activists. And I've never been a high roller, and just I'm happier than a pig, and you know what? Because you're keeping us on air. But when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, you're backing this crew. It's the main sponsor of InfoWars. When The Onion and Bloomberg announced in November last year that they owned it, we had a 70-plus percent drop in the store at the InfoWarsStore.com, and it's still there with product and great, and it's there, but people don't go there because they think Michael Bloomberg and The Onion own it. And we've had big buyers come in try to buy it, the federal bankruptcy. The left comes in and blocks it with the judge. He's getting pissed, says he may override him. That's called a cram down. That's coming up the next month. It's all coming to a head right now. But regardless, we get shut down whenever. You'll see me on X. They're going to try to get that. That'll take time. We'll tell you the new sites, the new network. Follow me at AJN Live on X and Real Alex Jones. We also got the Alex Jones Network fired up over on Rumble and more. So thank you so much for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right. Kind of already went into the Q stuff, but I'm going to get more into it and break that down. First time I started to tell this story on air, producers were in there about 3 years ago. I've told the story before, but I can update you on new stuff. And I was talking about how I got a call and who the people were. You know, I didn't say who at the White House. One senior, one, you know, mid-level, but now senior, covertly. And obviously there was other people involved. I mean, you know why Flynn was endorsing it. Flynn loves the show. He's a great guy and everything else. Because it was a useful tool until it got too clouded and too, you know, manipulated. And first time I talked about it, 30 minutes after I was talking about it, producer's phone starts ringing. Can Alex call me right now, please? And I didn't break any confidence in doing that, but they were still like, well, you're not gonna. And I'm just like, no, but people need to know. And at some point, you guys will get the history of it, and it'll match up exactly with what I told you. So, pretty amazing stuff. But now when we post this on X later for the live show, we got to get the earlier clip, my little clip there, and then when I do a deeper dive on it, coming up. Because it's just, man, there's so much stuff I wish I could tell people. I mean, some of the stuff Ed Martin told me. The head of the president's task forces, you know, the one with the real grand juries out, open for real. He told us where, and it's now in the news after I told you. Virginia, Missouri, Pennsylvania, New York, Florida. Yeah. Ed Martin, real. Alex Jones, real. Trump, real. General Flynn, real. Not, ooh, the Q drop. Benjamin Netanyahu, you know. 17 cities are about to get nuked by Israel. And I'm not saying Israel might not do a false flag. They were heavily involved in 9/11. It's just that you can't esoterically say it because, you know, it's just in this la-la land of disinfo, because now people don't take serious the real grand juries at the federal and state level and real people actually this time trying to indict the bad guys. Now the average patriot won't even promote these big stories and the corruption when it's part of winning this is exposing it in the media and the culture. So when we get to actual juries, not just grand juries, we win the convictions. But the average patriot's like, I've been hearing about indictments for 8 years against the deep state. I don't believe it till I see it. Well, they've already done a lot of low level and mid level, and they're on their ass. And you see the grand juries open, and when they open a grand jury on somebody, like Clapper, Brennan, all of them, Hillary, Jack Smith, all of it, that means they're trying to get an indictment. There were no grand juries ever opened under Trump. the hundreds of grand juries, thousands at Gitmo, Hillary executed, was horse crap. This is real. So I'm not the boy that cried wolf. I told you it was all bull then. Now I'm telling you we got a real shot at this. And I have that from high-level FBI, high-level Department of Justice, and I've named one of the names, Ed Martin. You notice I've been talking about that a few weeks. You haven't seen Ed. Well, that's not true. So this is the real world. And look for Ed to be on very soon. I'll just leave it at that. And more. Why do I have Kyle Seraph in here every time I can get him? He's batting 1,000. He's bringing down deep staters left and right. He got him to bring, you know, his work triggered the Missouri AG who's got the gear to do it. Being brought in to replace Bongino, who I'm not, is a bad guy, but he wants to go. And I can tell you, the Missouri AG is the replacement for Patel. And that's why Patel's girlfriend is now suing Seraphim. Because when you're over the target, you get the flak. And I don't have a hard-on for Patel. I don't have a, you know. Well, I do have a hard-on for his girlfriend. Sorry, I'm joking. But the point is that it's not that type. Not a mean one, you know. So look, Patel may stay there if he, you know, gets the indictments going here. So I think the jury's out on that. I think Bongino's a great guy. But we would have done better with the Missouri AG or the Texas AG as the FBI heads or as the DOJ head. Pam Bondi's great on TV. I want to think she's a good person. I've been told by some high-level FBI sources that are highly respected, according to Seraphim. He's had one of them on the show who was in line to be the director, and he wasn't mad that he wasn't chosen, that he thinks Bondi's actually great and that she's been blocked bringing out the Epstein stuff by Patel. And so, again, we're navigating all of this. See, I said I was going to get to that next hour. I just can't help myself. But I've got more on that, so we'll dovetail it in. But back to the rape of Europe. Back to the very worst demographics. And I mean not just the countries themselves. I mean the worst demographic of those countries. Military age male, street kids, criminal gangs, flooding Europe. Europe could die out, says Musk. He's absolutely right. Japan's dying out. They have like 1.2 kids for every two people. So sad. And then the media and the government demonizes the folks in the UK. They even fly their own official UK flag, the Union Jack. But boy, if you fly the King George flag, with just a white flag with a red cross, yeah, it's the Crusaders flag, folks. Oh, they were fighting the same thing then. Oh, wow. Islam. It still doesn't matter. Now the entire British establishment is against the British people. Things will get even worse. Big article on Infowars.com. And the court ruled the illegals are above the law. They can stay and they can rape and do whatever they want in the hotels and the citizens can piss up a rope. Again, I already mentioned this, but Muhammad becomes the most common name among welfare beneficiaries in Germany. It's the same thing across Europe. And I mean, you look at the next few names, well, you know, you guessed it, Ahmed and things like that. And I just, these are articles just every day. I'm not even looking for these. This is everywhere. Gang of aliens stab man in Germany. Alien gang forces 15-year-old to dance naked in Swedish mall. And it's people out of Africa and Islamicists. Riots in Switzerland after Congolese teen dies. Right-wing politician targeted for lynching. Aliens that invaded Germany plan to stay forever. Muslim militants attack Nigerian Christian village just 2 months after killing 200. Oh, yeah, the Muslims are killing the Africans that are Christian. Alien charged in German town square assault. 8-year-old Swedish boy forced to strip naked by a Somali alien who said victim looked like a racist. American hero John Rudend slashed in face defending two women in Germany. My modeling career is over, but I would do it again. Want to guess who stabbed in the face? African alien eats dog in Italy in public. Shouldn't laugh. Tunisian and Syrian stab each other in Germany. I mean, it just goes, this is just the stuff of the last few days. It goes on and on. I could spend 10 hours just reading local news articles about Islamic rape gangs, child sex trafficking rings, and they've recruited the police. It's not just, you know, not just the Muslims doing it. It's throughout the system in the UK, but they're like the anchor to it. They are the supercharger. They're the worker bees. Because in most of these Muslim countries, if you're not living at home with a hood over your head and not protected by your husband or your sons, you are in a slave brothel. They don't have women street walking on their own. They don't have women living by themselves and doing what they want. No. You live under a clan of men, or you get gang raped in the street. And if you complain about it under Islamic law in almost all those countries, so they follow what's actually in the Quran, you get stoned to death. Because even if they admit they did it to you, you still let it happen. You're guilty. And if your dad doesn't like, you know, how you talk to him or whatever, they just take you out the back and stone you or drown you or pour gasoline on your ass and light you on fire. And by the way, India is the same. The Hindus are the same. I'm not trying to, you know, attack people. It's just a fact. Look up dowry killings in India. You see, in the West, a man would have to pay a dowry to the family when they got the daughter. But in the East, women don't have as much value. And so the woman's family has to pay for a man to marry her. And then, well, you can make more money. The favorite thing to do is you just take her out in the parking lot and you just have a coffee can or, you know, Gatorade bottle of gasoline. You just throw it on her. You throw a match and you light her on fire and you don't go to jail for it. You barbecue. And then, well, you get another wife and you torture her. We're not supposed to talk about things and cultures that I would say are terrible. We're not supposed to explain that out of Christian Western society, we got all the things that are recognized around the world as due process and good. But see, we have to be taught to hate ourselves because the globalists want to erase all that due process and freedom. And so the number one rule is never defend the West, never be proud of yourself. And if you're white, a white male, you are inherently evil. And they put all these leftist women in charge to help then sink the society. Very, very sad. But freedom gets in the way of global tyranny. That's why it's in the crosshairs, but it's coming back from the dead, like the phoenix. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us. Until, folks, tune in now.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I wanted to play that. That's 7 years ago. Because this is going to be a jam-packed second hour. I want people to understand foreign infiltration. We spent a lot of time on Israel here. I don't want to say an inordinate amount, but because Israel's really trying to run the Trump administration right now. It's been a big foreign manipulator for a long time. But China is in the infrastructure. It controls most of the Democratic Party. It invests with the left in Hollywood. And it's out there openly taking control, not just farmland, but major cities. So I'll spend some time on this. Very powerful information next segment. But only part of the segment do I have time to get into that. Then I'm going to tie that in to Trump and the crime wave and Chicago saying they have signed orders, the mayor, to try to block the troops and all the rest of it. This is going to be very, very interesting. And then I'm going to get into some of the really great things Trump has been doing and the domino effect that it's causing. And then I'm going to get into a little more on the Q post that Trump did, which is directly to the Q people, as they say, Q plus is like Trump, the Q leader. But of course, it's fan made. A lot of the stuff he posted through social, he didn't do. But who are the people in there? I'm not sure who did it, but I know the background. Now, I know the original Q thing did come out of the first Trump administration. When he was president-elect, they cooked it up. And then they launched it, and then it went sideways. And that's directly from the people that set it up. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at the alexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Something that has been overlooked by most Americans, certainly not the Trump admin, is that communist China and its global financial political tentacles is the main opponent of the United States and the West. Now, we've got our own globalists and BlackRock and the New World Order and the Israel lobby and the, all the rest of that to deal with. And they were allied with China until about 15 years ago. China openly double-crossed the left and their big global government project. They were only supposed to dominate economically, but the West would dominate militarily. That was the division. They were supposed to have a one-child policy. They got rid of that 5 years ago. They've broken with the globalist technocracy transhumanist system. But both sides are racing with AI. Both sides are racing with the social credit score. Both sides are racing. And you can say, well, Trump's going to have a laissez-faire AI and not a tyrannical one. It's obviously oppressing humans. It's obviously dumbing us down. It's obviously overall not good in its trajectory. In fact, all the inventors of it and top scientists agree with that. It's already dumbing people down and making humans obsolete. Only a moronic species would replace itself, but that's what's happening. But the argument is, well, we're in this race with China, so that's just the way it is. And we got to have three times the power in the next few years just to run the AI. As Trump said at a press conference 4 days ago. Well, actually, the head of Alphabet says they need 100 times the power that we have. But we can't have a car. We can't have a refrigerator. We can't have an air conditioner. It's evil. But, oh, we've got to build thousands of nuclear power plants to power the AI, to run our lives and track everything. And when it puts off carbon and all the toxic systems that build it, that's okay. But biological life forms, you and I, we're bad. So you can't talk about China as a big threat without understanding it's a competing technological terror that was given the blueprints, the globalist plan, and then double-crossed them. So now you got a two-headed dragon, but it's still connected to Satan. Now, I've just got a few things I came across today that I already knew, but were illustrative. And I thought, why not just give people a nice little snapshot on China and how infiltrated we are by it? Because even though Obama officially tried to pull away from China and make the Asia pivot, he couldn't because they had their Fang Fangs in there. That's a pun, but she is called Fang Fang, you know, sex operatives over Swallowswell and, you know, the chiefs of staff for so many of the Democrat senators and House members and governors are CHICOM agents. And they bring them cold, hard cash to the different Confucian societies that go directly to the CCP And they buy mayors for a couple million dollars. They buy senators for hundreds of millions of dollars. And this is all hiding in plain view. So I wanted to give you some examples of that. And then watch top communist billionaires on liberal international leftist TV with supposed famous peace-stick humanitarians about how China is really the free country and how America isn't. And this stuff is airing on U.S. and U.K. and European and Australian TV. And it's just preposterous. So we're going to break it down right now. But first, this video is like 4 years old. China's had AI social credit score in for about 8 years. And the Chinese Communist Party statement is, we want total AI social credit score where if you're not in compliance with every rule and regulation, you may not step one half foot outside your door. You may not get a hotel or your car won't start. You can't get on a train. You can't have a job. You can't get in a grocery store. And it's already been now, it's being put in the rural areas. It's already been put in the cities. And now you look at Europe and now some areas of the U.S. Oh, you got to scan your phone or your hand to get into a Whole Foods, which is Jeff Bezos just bought 5 years ago. And all of this is rolling out for total control. So it's not coming, it's here. So here's just a short video about what it's like to live under an AI dictatorship social credit score, which, remember, 10 years ago or so, they had the Black Mirror episode. This isn't life imitating art. This is already being set up. This is art imitating life. This is predictive programming. But this isn't a Netflix Black Mirror special. This isn't fiction. This is China, and it's much worse today. Here it is.
A good score brings benefits, but people with low scores lose rights. The cinema names and shames people considered untrustworthy, plastering their details, even their addresses, across big screens.
It's a matter of principle. Those people have to be condemned.
Those people aren't honest, so they have to pay the price.
It's only right to pay your debts. You have to blacklist those that don't.
The Supreme Court has created a blacklist for so-called bad citizens, those whose ratings have dropped to zero. On it are companies, but also 23 million people to date. Among them is this journalist, Liu Hu. He got a little too close to uncovering corruption among high-profile party members. After being sued for defamation by the subject of a story he'd written, he was blacklisted. He only realized when he tried to buy a train ticket and was told he was banned from traveling.
That tells me I'm still on the blacklist.
Punished because he's been branded untrustworthy by the state.
Once you're blacklisted, you can no longer get a bank loan, start a business, buy an apartment, or even send your children to a private school.
Liu Hu is among a tiny minority of people who have dared to criticize the system, which some are calling a digital dictatorship.
I worry because I think many people like me will be deprived of individual freedoms, and all of us will live with restrictions of one kind or another.
After our meeting, Liu Hu learned that his name had been removed from the blacklist, but he still has a long way to go if he doesn't want to languish at the bottom of the social credit hierarchy.
Now, that's 4 or 5 years ago. Look what they did with COVID and the drones and the face scanning. And now we show you countless videos where you can't even get in a grocery store unless your social credit score is good or anything. Go to a doctor. Now, let's talk about, I played that to show that's the good guys. That's the government that is good and liberal, and that they teach at U.S. universities is the right system, an unelected communist dictatorship set up in 49, a Politburo with a dictator for life, Xi Jinping. But first, let's look at the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, who was in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, she admits, a member of the Cuban intelligence and lived part of the year in Cuba. But, oh, she said by the 90s she was no longer a communist. Now, here's Karen Bass, and this is mainstream news, taking millions of dollars directly from a CCP group, it's not even hidden,
who then was appointed to the city commission to decide everyone that gets hired. And they only had to give her a couple million dollars. She needs to be indicted years ago. The woman is a monster, a total liar. Remember with Trump during the fires? Hey, it's been weeks, and the offices won't even let us get permits to clean up our property. That's not true. You'll be in there soon. 1 week. 7 months later, none of them have been issued. And it's a 15-minute city, a UN, and they are grabbing everybody's property, which I told you they do. That is the plan. That is the program. That is the operation. And the 15-minute city is a smart city, of course. And they're putting them in all over the Western world, putting in one in Austin, and then expands out from there. It's a digital prison. Here it is.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, the ultra-leftist who sides with illegal migrants over citizens, has just been exposed in a bombshell investigation by the Daily Caller. According to their investigation, Mayor Bass took campaign donations totaling over $1 million from two Chinese Communist Party-linked bankers, both connected to what's called the United Front Work Department, China's primary intelligence and influence operation. But here's the kicker. Immediately after taking their money, Bass appointed them to her mayoral transition advisory team, the very group tasked with guiding policy and staffing decisions for her entire administration.
And then they can hand out all the contracts to their companies and front groups and put their spies in the key positions. And something the DOJ has been doing good is they've been indicting. I've seen hundreds of CHICOM agents. So that means it's more. I can't even keep track of it. Doing all sorts of nasty, dirty stuff in business and smuggling in bioweapons and just hits the news and bloop, 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 gone. So this is being pushed all over the internet, videos like this. Eric X. Lee, the billionaire, pulling strings in U.S. policy circles. And then one of the posters is like, Chinese philosophy is more profound than Western philosophy in light years. So here he is bragging about manipulating the U.S. and how they got a better system, according to him, how it's freer. And then people watch it and think this is a good thing that posted. Gee, I wish we had one of those Politburos. And their argument is, well, we get special interest in billionaires here that then go and buy the politicians, but they can't do that in China because the Politburo can't be bought. Almost every one of the Politburos is worth billions of dollars, and their families are, and the generals are worth billions. It's way more corrupt than we've got, and you can't vote them out. You can't get rid of them. But imagine he's being interviewed by a famous leftist journalist, and they've got music behind it, and it's so profound, and it's so beautiful, and oh, my gosh, Mao Zedong and Xi Jinping. I mean, this is so liberal. And total COVID lockdowns, and 3 million Uyghurs in death slave camps having their organs harvested. This is just... But the average leftist just thinks, oh, China, it's so free. Their Politburo, it can get the job done. Watch this.
America, you can change political parties, but you can't change the policies. In China, you cannot change the party, but you can change policies.
So in that time, China ceased to be communist. Is that what you're saying?
Well, China is a market economy, and it's a vibrant market economy, but it is not a capitalist country. Here's why. There's no way a group of billionaires could control the Politburo.
Early this morning,
as billionaires control American policymakers. So in China, you have a vibrant market economy, but capital does not rise above political authority. Capital does not have enshrined rights. In America, capital, the interest of capital and capital itself has risen above the American nation. The political authority cannot check the power of capital. And that's why America is a capitalist country, but China is not. So in the 65 or 66 years, China is being run by one single party, yet the political changes that have taken place in China in this past 66 years have been wider and broader and greater than probably any other major country in modern memory.
And even the Chinese government admits Mao Zedong killed over 80 million of his own people, most of them poor farmers. And the U.S. made deals in the 80s and 90s to transfer basically all of our industry there with regulations here that wouldn't let us operate. They build, on average, 4 coal power plants a week. Got articles where they're accelerating that just today. And the U.S. was tearing down a couple a week. Now, Trump's announced, we're not just building nuclear plants for the AI, we're going coal. Yeah, ours is totally clean. It's amazing. Yeah, that was something good Trump did. But how about that for cheap power for us? So, but here's a microcosm of Mayor Bass. And this is Newsom, and this is California-wide. You go, yeah, that's New York, and that's Illinois. It's the Soros DAs. Here in Austin, Texas, if you're black or Hispanic and you commit a violent crime, you will be given no bond, and you usually don't even go to jail or prison. Because that's the social justice. I mean, you've heard the left talk about it. And, of course, the Chi-Coms are helping fund this as well. They know that'll just bring down our society. So this is a video of a black man assaulting another man and the LAPD refusing to arrest him because they aren't allowed to. It's going viral with LA residents begging President Trump to take over the city. You're allowed in these different cities, or in blue cities, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. That you're allowed to steal a day, and then you wonder why all the businesses close. And if you defend your business, you go to jail. And now the Islamic communist mayoral candidate that's set to win, Mondami, in New York, says he's going to get rid of all misdemeanors. And that's up to stealing $4,000. And you're like, that'll destroy New York. That's the plan, friend. And when all the grocery stores close, they go, oh, we're going to have government-run grocery stores now. Oh, there's no money, so it's a social credit score, universal basic income. That's the admitted plan. And they're announcing in Chicago government grocery stores. And in New York, government grocery stores. And in areas of California, government grocery stores. It's called Cloward and Piven. Collapse the system to bring in communism. Call it democratic socialism. So, that's right. When people get home invasions now in many areas of California, they won't even come. When you get mugged, the police won't come. When your car gets stolen, they won't come. Here's a clip.
I'm a big badass mother. Do something.
Hey. So for a battery, it's going to be a private person's arrest, okay? So we're not going to be arresting him. The way that it works is because it's a misdemeanor not committed in my presence. You're going to be signing that private person's arrest, and you're going to be the one going to court and testifying against him.
To arrest him.
So if you're not willing to go to court, there's really no... There's
for property damage and battery?
So battery is a misdemeanor. The property, if it's under $400, it's still a misdemeanor.
Is that L.A. County or is that all California?
It's all California.
That's insane.
Guys, the police are impotent in California. Let's just move. They can't do anything.
It's
Los Angeles police. They can't do anything about anything. Listen, actually, I had to walk up and stand between that guy and violently assaulting them because police can't do anything. You guys are impotent to actually do justice because the state of your culture is such that people run and do evil every minute of every day.
That's fine, but I'm trying to do my job, okay? And I'm explaining to you.
Yeah, you can't do your job. You've been given a sword to do justice. Okay. To protect innocent people, but you can't do it because of the state of the culture.
And the Communist Chinese and the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and all these different leftist NGOs, they put their people in the governments, the regulatory systems, and they take over. And they turn the fire defense off, and they burn down your property, and then they take it and don't pay you for it and turn it into a UN city that their buddies built. L.A., the hiring commission, run by a known communist Chinese intelligence operation. Oh, but the pro-Chi-Com billionaire's like, we don't have special interest in our country because the Politburo is the only special interest. Yeah, and it's total tyranny. And then we come to your country and we take control of it
because the Democrats and the globalist Republicans until now have controlled the DOJ and aren't indicting these people. Karen Bass needs to be indicted yesterday. Now, let's tie that in to the mayor of Chicago, the mayor of L.A., the mayor of Denver, the mayor, all of them saying, the Republican governor of Illinois, who's a total globalist, leftist, we're not going to help the police aren't going to help the military. In fact, already when some violent illegal alien is being released from jail, they won't tell ICE they're being released. That's on record. You've had the communist mayor of Chicago saying, we're going to fight back, we're going to rise up. Those are quotes. Now he signed an executive order yesterday saying any police that help will be in big trouble. In fact, they're going to try to block the guard and ICE. So this is coming to a head. Senator Kennedy had something to say about it, and we'll come back with the mayor. Here it is.
Tell us what you think about President Trump's crime crackdown.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm against crime. I think most Americans are, unless they happen to be a criminal or they happen to be like a rock, only dumber. It's also a fact that over the last 5 or 10 years, many of our major cities in America are worse. If you measure it in terms of crime and violence and education, poverty, family formation, it's easiest, not easy, but it's easiest of the problems I've just mentioned to deal with crime. And, it's working. We've sent in law enforcement officials to Washington. Crime violence is down. I don't understand Governor Pritzker's pushback. He's got a crime problem in Chicago. I mean, even the mafia is leaving Chicago because of the crime. I suspect Governor Pritzker, he seems to view random violence as preferable to having help from federal officials coming in. And I think it's probably because of his animosity toward President Trump. If President Trump came out in favor of breathing to survive, Governor Pritzker would probably hold his breath.
What's been done here is very simple, and it's in the Podesta plan, and it's in other UN globalist plans we've covered ad nauseum, that they will defund the police, put in the Soros DAs, let violent criminals run wild, destabilize and collapse society, and then come in with total control, which you're witnessing. And under the Constitution, if there's an emergency of lawlessness and the states and the counties and the cities' leadership will not do it, then you're supposed to send in the feds. People are like, Jones is now promoting a police state when he's worried about it forever. Because the Democrats were openly training the military and police to confiscate guns and end free speech. I had the military and police giving me the stuff 30 years ago. And since then, I broke most of it because I was the guy covering it and they gave it to me. I got it from the police, the state police. I got it from the feds. I got it from Army intelligence. They would tell us when they were doing something illegal and they wanted us to come cover it. Used to get visits from Fort Hood. I don't get those calls. They're not worried now because the mission's constitutional. But I still call people I know and I say, am I right? And they go, you're dead right what you're saying. Our military and police aren't confiscating guns. They're the ones that found out about the plan and blew the whistle to us. This is to stabilize these cities so they don't completely collapse, which is the globalist Chi-Com New World Order ADL plan. We'll come back with more on this and so much more. Q, you name it, stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at the alexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars hours on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambuca's gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible supernutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What has the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. You know, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that humanity has awoken from its slumber, and a terrible giant is rising. And the more we get informed, and the more we get involved, and the more we pray to God to lead, guide, and direct us, the faster we are going to destroy the globalist system and relaunch God's plan for our incredible species. But it's going to take clarity. It's going to take research. going to take courage and focus. You win. Disinformation is our number one enemy. And it doesn't just come from the overt globalists. It comes from operatives that know there's an awakening, but know that people are like children. They don't yet have all the answers, so they want to misguide them. Either into being black-pilled and believing we've all been defeated and it's all over and everything's a betrayal and there's nothing real and the world is flat and the Easter Bunny's real. Or to believe everything is perfectly fine and we're all invincible. Just trust the plan. You don't want to be black-pilled or white-pilled. You want to be Christ-pilled. You want to be reality-pilled. You want to be engaged-pilled. Because you're not a panicking. You're a taking an actioning. You're a holding the politicians a feet into the firing. You are getting involved in the animating contest of liberty. And that's why God has had his hand on this broadcast and on me for 30 plus years and on you so that we would be here at this critical time to continue to energize humanity and move forward. All right, finishing up on the lawlessness, it is the Democrats defunded the police. It is the Democrats put all the Soros people in. It is the Democrats that let the violent criminals out of jail. It is the Democrats set up the NGOs and opened and flooded it all in. They are the ones that are destabilizing everything. They are the ones, along with some of the neocons, that made the deals to ship our jobs overseas and demoralize our children and teach Common Core 2 plus 2 equals 14. They are the ones that teach there's no X and Y chromosomes. They're the ones. They're the tip of the spear of the globalists, the leftist parties worldwide. And the idea that Trump wants martial law and that Trump wants troops on the streets to oppress people, it's a lie. He wanted 10,000 National Guard for J6. Millions were coming to protest, and he was promising violence. He wanted 10,000 for crowd control. Make sure you go have his events. Said go peacefully to the Capitol. And he got set up. They sent half the Capitol Police away that day for traffic control. I was there. I saw it. I know. I tried to stop people going in the building. I said, they're going to kill people. It's a setup. They're trying to trigger a clash, which is what is in the Podesta plan from 2020, is to have right-wing, left-wing clashes that lead to a race-based civil war. And they're trying to launch the plan again, but it's not going well because people are getting wise to it of every race, color, and creed. But the sniveling communist Chi-Com mayors that they've put in all over the country, and a lot of them are black because they finance that to hide behind a black face. Jasmine Crockett, you know, all these different people with their hate-filled spew. That is trying to gear up the racial conflict. They're just BlackRock puppets behind Jasmine Crockett and behind Maxine Waters and behind the mayoral candidate in New York and Minneapolis. The Democrat socialist is Larry Fink. So whenever you look at one of these race-baiting black people, that's not the average black person. That's the New World Order. Putting a black face on what they're doing so they can get away with all their evil activity while they divide all of us and gear us up for a racial conflict. Old Fink thinks he's smarter than us. Well, let's see. I'm betting on the people, punk. He told Davos 8 years ago when Trump first got in publicly, look it up, he said, China and Xi Jinping will stop Trump. Have you seen China? America's never coming back. It's a Chinese century. I'd love to see Trump try to turn our economy back on. He isn't running his mouth like that right now. We got a whole bunch of states just won court cases saying he's a racketeer trying to destroy our economy by design. A terrorist. Spotlighting your big old cockroach ass. So let's hear from Larry Fink's man, the mayor in Chicago. Here it is.
I'm signing an executive order today that will launch the Protecting Chicago Initiative. This is a project that builds on the months of preparation that we have done that has led up to this very moment. This order affirms that the Chicago Police Department will not collaborate with military personnel on police patrols or civil immigration enforcement. We will not have our police officers, who are working hard every single day to drive down crime, deputized to do traffic stops and checkpoints for the president. We do not want to see tanks in our streets. We do not want to see families ripped apart. We do not want grandmothers thrown into the back of unmarked vans. We don't want to see homeless Chicagoans harassed or disappeared by federal agents. And so this executive order makes it emphatically clear that this president is not going to come in and deputize our police department.
They shipped 450,000 children, federal numbers now confirm, many of them sex slavery, in unmarked vans. They did it. And now, oh, they got unmarked vans. We need to be able to attack those with cinder blocks and bullets. How dare them when they're scoping out our jail where we're releasing rapists, pedophiles, murderers, and not telling the feds under law to come pick them up. How dare them stake out the jails and arrest these people? We needed to say ice on the side so some of our gangbangers can, you know, fire a couple clips into the truck. So we can have crowds of people show up and chase the ice down the street. How many videos you seen of that? Shooting up ICE centers, shooting them up when they raid a marijuana farm and there's 14 underage kids there. And they're shooting up their vehicles, throwing cinder blocks in the windows. And it's only on the internet. You don't see it on the news. I can just, violence, ICE getting killed, Border Patrol getting killed. But they're the terrorists. They're this army that's everywhere. There's only 5,000 ICE enforcers. We got 40-something million illegal aliens. 20-something came in the last 4 years. We're completely overrun. A reporter got killed by La Reconquista and a black racist. Absolutely insane. Let me tell you something. I look at threats, I assess them, and I know what threats are. We have a military and we have police for stuff like this. The military isn't supposed to be overseas all the time. It's supposed to be here on our border. It's supposed to be here fighting forest fires. And when cities turn into hell holes, while they, Trump can show, see, we could have made this safe, then he'll have the pressure he needs to indict the Soros DAs. And they're, he just brought in the Attorney General of Missouri that's real good at that. He's throwing a bunch of their asses out. So, no, Trump's doing a really great job. And, you know, they got polls in Mexico, upwards of half, and some polls higher, of the Mexican people say they want the U.S. military's help to take out the drug cartels, which we're laundering through U.S. banks, which we're working with the CIA. Trump's killing all that. Remember the New York Times earlier this year? Oh, if Trump signs executive orders declaring Mexican cartels and other cartels terrorists, that'll hurt the stock market. That's that red button Catherine Austin Fitch talks about where she'll get 30 Wall Streeters in that want to stop fentanyl and drugs and death and murder. But, well, then she shows them the numbers. If you hit that button and turn it off, it's going to crash the stock market. They go, well, they don't hit the button. Well, Trump's hitting the button. But he's supercharging everything else so that that won't do that. Notice when he tries to stop these wars, he goes, don't worry, we'll keep defense spending the same or bigger. It's a piece of strength. You still get your money and your weapons, but you're not going to go start World War III. Very pragmatic. Mexican senators get in fistfight during debate over U.S. military taking over drug cartels. A pair of Mexican politicians got into fisticuffs on the Senate floor during a debate over whether or not the nation should support American military intervention in its fight against drug cartels that have been terrorizing the country for decades. It's a failed state. The cartels run it. Scheinbaum, you know, their president is a joke. Go ahead and roll video. Very interesting. interesting. So things are definitely heating up. Now let's look at some of the great things Trump's doing. I'm going to shift gears into the Q thing. Trump admin moves to cut another $4.9 billion in foreign aid funding. Trump acts as Secret Service protection for Kamala Harris. Biden secretly signed an order extending it another year. Now, this is the full giant detail. She still gets a detail. Yeah, that the demon slob doesn't get that. She's not entitled to that. Trump admin prepares crackdown on illegals draining HUD-backed housing funds as well as FEMA funds. Oh, billions a year. California, Massachusetts, they give $30,000 to illegal aliens to get houses. Citizens get nothing. Did you know they get free tuition, free health care in over 20 states? I got a great clip Friday I didn't get to. It was a compilation of Mexican-Americans going, listen, I speak Spanish, but I was born here. I'm telling you, and they were giving examples about I don't get free health care. I don't get free tuition. I don't get $30,000 for a mortgage. It's here. It's free. It's a magnet to bring all these people up here to collapse the damn country. You can't keep giving out all this free stuff. Huge. Absolutely huge. Look at this. Fentanyl involved in 70% of U.S. drug overdose deaths every year. Hundreds of thousands. Trump's trying to shut it down. Just in, illegal alien MS-13 gang member Kilmar Garcia asked Obama judge to silence Bondi and Noam with gag order so they can't talk bad about him now that it's all confirmed he is a gangbanger leader. Meanwhile, Caroline Leavitt says Trump administration not backing down on alligator Alcatraz after Obama judge orders it closure. Oh, they go, oh, Trump's defeated, DeSantis is defeated, it's ordered closed. That'll get overridden. Every damn thing these district judges have done has been overridden. They're just creating speed bumps to get in the way. Continuing, Missouri governor calls special session for redrawing congressional map following Florida and Texas and others. The Democrats who've already gerrymandered everything are promising to gerrymander even more. Trump says he'll sign an executive order requiring voter IDs. Trump admin just got rid of the vaccine mandate that he didn't put in, that Biden put in, where they can try to force people to take these shots or lose their jobs, and that takes away its emergency authorization. So now the vaccine makers don't have liability protection, and they're going to stop giving them. They just pulled all the mercury out of shots, banning almost all the shots. This is real reform. That's why there's a rebellion at the HHS and CDC saying, you're destroying everything. There's memos going around, big protests. And then you've got the one of the heads of the agency is a devil worshiper and poses doing devil worship rituals and all the rest of it. Got caught falsifying. You know, it's all come out. They didn't do the safety studies, of course. Go to my ex-con. You see him. It's like a gay high devil priest. And then you just go through him. It's like, you know, who's in charge of the nuclear stockpile? This guy that steals luggage. He thinks he's a woman. You know, it's just a army of complete and total lunatics. There's a lot I didn't get to, but I think we did a really good job of not getting to more than I normally do. Drew Hernandez always knocks out of the park, though. I got more. We got 2 minutes left. Love Drew. He's going to be hosting Saturday Night Live tonight. Great reporter. Talk about pre-crime, ex-Israeli special forces agent pushes AI-powered threat detection for law enforcement in America. Media push gun control after the trans shooter church. So does the Pope. He's not worried about the trans devil cult. He says, you know, ban our guns because, you know, they're evil, but guns protect the Pope. Trump to mandate voter ID for federal elections, a new EO. Federal judge blocks Trump admin's effort to expand extradited deportations. Israeli officials are claiming Trump wants to turn Gaza into an AI smart city. Well, Jared Kushner wants that. And speaking of that, remember like 4 or 5 months ago, Trump posted on Truth Social, Gaza is this weird AI city with a big golden statue of him. Now, a fan made that. Trump didn't make that. And listeners called in saying, you know, why are you covering this? I didn't know about the listeners called in, but it was bizarre. Trump writes his own tweets, but the Truth Social stuff, a lot of the memes, he doesn't. So when I saw this today, we'll put it on screen, the HD of it, please. The world will soon understand nothing can stop what is coming. And in his hand is Q+. Q+ is in the Q lore, starts in 2017. That's the Q leader, or Trump. So did Trump post this? I don't know. Is Trump saying he's Q? I mean, you know, does Trump say they're going to build a golden statue of him in Gaza and create an AI smart city? No. They just post a lot of fun, funny stuff that's fan-made. Trump didn't make this. It was made by Spiritual Street Fighter. But clearly they knew what that was going to mean and do, and that's just, I guess, feeding into the Q base. Q was created because when the WikiLeaks came out and people like myself and others posted it and Drudge posted it, we had like 90 million reads just on one InfoWars article about the spirit cooking and John Podesta, that they legally came after everybody even though it was real. And so there was a discussion, I wasn't in on it at that time, about how do we anonymously put all this stuff out and then not get, you know, attacked for it. And so as soon as Trump got inaugurated, they're like, hey, we're setting this thing up. We're going to do these little Q drops and, you know, shots at the White House on Air Force One added credibility. And I'm like, who's behind it? Well, this person had the idea and we're doing it. And blah, blah, blah. Was the big guy know? Well, we've been turned loose, you know, whatever. And then later they come down like, hey, we want you to get involved. And I said, listen, my issue is just like Anonymous. You can have somebody that's good putting on a Guy Fawkes mask saying things were anonymous, but the general public thinks it's like a real thing, one big conglomerate. I said, how are you going to stop stuff and disinfo and then manipulating people thinking they're actually, you know, part of this thing? It's very esoteric. It's very Gnostic. I think it's going to go sideways, but I'll support the stuff you guys push that I think isn't bad. And then later, like, oh, you're right. 6 months later, they got taken away and too much disinfo. And yeah, we're not doing that anymore. Please don't tell anybody about it. So that's what happened. Yeah, I mean, is Trump really the Pope? He posted that. Okay, no, he's not. You know, has Trump got a golden statue of himself in Gaza? No, he doesn't. So that's my issue with this. And it created so much exuberance in 2020 that Trump was invincible and trust the plan, and Hillary's been executed at Gitmo, and there's thousands held there, that people didn't go out and vote because they thought we were invincible. And Roger quietly bemoaned the Q thing, saying Trump's probably going to lose because the landslide won't be big enough because of this Q-type crap. So, and you know, Roger Stone's his top political advisor. He's the real deal. Okay? So that's where this is. That's reality. That's not crazy town. That's the real world. Now, I got a few other things I'm going to hit. I was going to get to this Eighth Amendment John Bound report, but we'll post that on X tonight. I'll play it tomorrow on the weekday show. Make sure Harrison airs it. 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, doing a great job, American Journal. But I wanted to just let everybody know, tomorrow evening is the last day to take advantage of a huge sale. We have the Labor Day mega sale, 25% off on top of all the other discounts that are already there on the widest selection of Patriot apparel, on collectible, tactical, super high-quality knives that are about to sell out, collectible silver coins, you name it, but more importantly, the supplements. Labor Day sale continues through Monday. Customers get an additional 25% off on all supplements on the site. That's the Ultramethylene Blue, Liquid and Caps, the Life Force, great for your cardiovascular system, and Spike Detox, the best out there. Everybody should take it whether you have the COVID shot or not because this stuff sheds. Colostrum, the best bovine colostrum. Mammals for the first few weeks after a baby's born produce something that's special. It's clear. It's less milky than milk. It's a lot clearer, but it's kind of like hazy water. It's full of all of these super charged things that just do incredible things for the whole body, fortifying the immune system, super nutrients. Your mother produces colostrum, but this is bovine colostrum, 2,000 milligrams per serving. It is incredible. It's all the rage. We put a survey out 11 months ago. What do you want most? I'm like, we want bovine colostrum. We got you the best private labeled. That's their discount as well. TheAlexShowStore.com. So you want to get Life Force. You want to get the colostrum. You want to get methylene blue. You've heard the rave reviews. You are insane if you don't try our methylene blue. But be careful. Talk to your physician first. You can have some interactions with certain drugs like SSRIs, and then take a small amount at first. Because 99% of people feel incredible levels of energy. Just incredible levels of energy. And then the long-term effects are even better. And then medically look into why RFK Jr. pushes it. It does so much for your body. So much for everything. We have the best at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
And I want to thank everybody that are VIP members, but just like if you're an Amazon person, everybody, almost everybody is a Prime member. Because the immediate benefits you get, $30 a month, cancel anytime in your profile, free, bloop, yep. And you get $40 to spend in the store. So you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. And when you get the product, you're going to love it, still be a VIP then. But let's say you didn't like it. And then, okay, you got your $40 for 30, you just made 10 extra dollars to buy more product, and then you can cancel. But most people aren't doing it. Majority stay VIPs. So just become a VIP at checkout, additional $30, or you just go sign up to be a VIP, get the $40, and then buy the stuff you want. And then you get special deals, special offers, special sales only for you, and discounts on top of everything. So if you're going to buy anything at thealexstrumstore.com, you should become a VIP. Also, some supplements sell out. They're selling out of the bovine colostrum probably tomorrow. Told them to get more. They're selling out of the Life Force. That'll be sold out in a few days. They're selling out of the Power Plant and Methyl Drive. But if you're a subscriber, they hold it back for you, and then you get a bigger discount, up to 50% off on that as well. And these are game-changing products. People ask, man, how have I in a year lost almost 70 pounds? How have I, you know, how can I, you know, do that? It's been taking the supplements consistently, intermittent fasting, drinking more water, basically almost no alcohol. I go months sometimes not drinking now. But all of it together, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm telling you, since I got on methylene blue, it has supercharged me even more the last 6 months. But I now am religiously taking all the supplements. It is, and I know they're great. That's why we sell stuff that works great. That's a good salesman sells a good product. But I mean, all of it, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it together. You hear the callers. I had horrible eczema for years. Couldn't get rid of it. Got rid of it. I had glaucoma. It's gone. And I'm not saying for everybody it's the same thing. I'm not making claims here. I'm saying what the callers are saying. But then when you look up everything they say, then there's studies on what they're already saying. I'm just like, this is insane. But my medical doctor 6 years ago told me get on it to get USP grade. It didn't do this. So I guess a lot of the stuff out there is watered down. It's not as strong as they say. Ours is made by one of the top medical firms in the U.S. It's even used. It's sold pharmaceutically in other divisions they have. But this is for over-the-counter, just as strong. The best USP we found. It is incredible. So, thealexshowstore.com, thealexshowstore.com, thealexshowstore.com. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast, pray for the crew, and keep sharing the articles and videos from Rumble at the Alex Jones Network and from X, Alex Jones, and from Infowars.com/show. All right, Drew Hernandez takes over in 2 minutes, Sunday night live. Amazing reporter, pastor, good friend of mine, Drew Hernandez takes over. And then tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., the mighty Harrison Smith with American Journal, then Owen Schroyer on Knocks Out of the Park, 3 p.m. Central, the War Room. Have a great Labor Day, my friends. See you tomorrow. And crew, I salute you. We'll be right back with Sunday Night Live and Drew Hernandez.
And meat-eating son of a gun, loving fun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.